Perjury is the basest and meanest and most cowardly of crimes. What can it do? Perjury can change the common air that we breathe into the acts of an executioner. Robert Greene Ingersoll.
Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful 2 weeks.
Sorry, I was laughing again.
Oh, sure.
Yes, we were out last week, unfortunately.
Yeah, we had a bit of a plumbing issue.
We had a terrible week, put it that way.
Yeah, it was no fun at all.
Yeah, so we kept trying to get in to do the show, and it kept, like, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
But you get weeks like that, what can you do?
Well, everything's all fixed now. We're back in the studio.
Yeah, for a large penny, but it's
and
fixed.
We have determined that I am not allowed to make plumbing repairs.
You're not allowed to touch plumbing, period.
Nay.
That's not even, I'm not even going there. The week's done. It's over. Move on, hopefully, to a newer, better week.
Yeah, maybe.
No. No, it has to be better.
All right. Well, we do have something nice to talk about.
Okie dokie.
We have Twitter followers.
One would hope.
And we have a bunch of them because we have a 2 week delay.
I was going to say because we didn't put out a show last week. Shame on us. But
yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Can't control everything.
So I'm going to start at the top.
Oh, it's usually how you do it.
Yep.
Okay.
We've got Bobby Morris, Gavin McLeod, Mad Indies, Dumb All Over Podcast, Lucerna Dorking, The Barbershop, Brittany Ashley, Brandon Davis, Sean Beeson, composer, Corey Johnson, which we had on the show, Frankie B, Pologia, I think I got that right, and Margie Sassy Nurse.
And as usual,
I don't think I messed anybody's
name
up.
If he did mess anyone's name up, he apologizes.
I don't apologize this week because I got them all right.
Oh, suck it. You don't know that.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah, sure. We'll see. Anyways.
We also have two new iTunes ratings.
Oh, okay. So
just stars.
Stars, no comments.
Stars, no comments.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I suppose I'm okay with that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you like the comments. I just, because I've done that myself, I'm like, it's info.
It is. So we know that people like us enough to leave us 5 stars.
That's always a good thing.
That's all we get are 5-star reviews.
Well, I'm not complaining. I mean, why rock the boat?
I know. I'm good with that.
But that is excellent, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have another quick announcement. This week, our interview with the Podunk Polymath came out.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So that sounds pretty good.
Have you listened to it yet?
I listened to parts of it.
Oh, schedules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I had fun doing that interview.
Yeah, I did too. As much as I complain about doing interviews, once we're actually doing it, it's not so terrible. I just don't like doing interviews.
I know.
I don't know how to describe it. It's like I don't like to talk in person to people. Like when you take us, you know, we go to all these, you know, activism and events that we do, and I don't want to have to talk to anybody, but yet I wind up getting interviewed on the news or something,
yeah,
and I don't
that.
Shut up.
Yeah, I was going to mention that issue.
I don't understand my problem. I don't like talking in public
but
or to people,
to
but
to
I
stop
can't
talking.
Stop talking.
Yeah,
what is that?
You're the yakking.
It's annoying. I annoy myself.
You make the show fun.
Please. Anyways, get on with the show.
On with the show. Well, I do have a little rant that I wanted to go on real quick.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, this just happened not too long ago. In fact, it just happened like an hour ago to me.
Say what?
So, you know, I do Facebook debates and talking and stuff like that, right?
Yelling, ranting.
Yeah, well,
correcting.
Someone, I had posted in God We Trust Sheriff on my personal page.
Okay.
Right? So someone came on my personal page and made one of those ridiculous arguments about it being on money. And, you know, if you don't like the motto, don't call it cops. Right.
Okay.
So part of my response to that was in regards to your money bullshit argument, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I went on to, I have a canned response for this because it's so lame.
Oh, uh-huh.
Right. So I give him my canned response. He responds was like, you have just delegitimized your entire argument by using vulgarity.
Wait a minute. You don't usually, especially on a canned response, you don't do that.
No, but I did. I said bullshit.
Oh.
But
that, was that the only word you said?
Yeah. So my issue with this is, why does using vulgarity delegitimize the argument?
Well, I was also going to say that. I mean, I'm not one that has to drop an F-bomb with every sentence I say, but at the same time, it doesn't take away from whatever point was being made. Right.
So he refuses, he now refuses to even respond to anything I say because I used one vulgar word. Yeah.
And it wasn't even that big of a word.
No.
And
it's not like, well, I dropped an F-bomb on him later, but.
No, babe, honestly, to me, it sounds like that was just an easy way out.
It was. And that's what I told him.
That's what it sounds like to me.
That's what I told him. I said, an easy way for him to back out. If he didn't have a good argument, then don't try to use my use of the entire English language as an excuse to not debate with me.
Yeah. That's definitely what it sounded like to me. It was just, you know, this green light for him to be able to get out of a conversation he kind of had a feeling he wasn't going to,
get
the upper hand on.
He was never going to get the upper hand on me on that.
And why did he come on your personal page?
Oh, because one of his friends commented on my post.
Okay.
And so he followed his friend over.
All right, whatever.
It happens all the time. I don't care. I'm used to these people coming to my personal page and commenting on my In God We Trust stuff because it's always the same bullshit arguments. So that's why I have canned responses to them.
Right.
Because it's always the same.
Uh-huh.
So, I just wanted to get that off my chest.
I was going to say, is this relevant to anything right now?
Relevant to everything.
Fine. Anyways, how about the show? Let's try that.
Fine.
Nothing. Go ahead.
A new poll released by the Public Religion Research Institute asked Americans about their impressions of religious discrimination in the United States. Overall, people were twice as likely to say Muslims face discrimination as they were to say the same thing about Christians. However, one group had a slightly different perception from the rest.
Okay.
Can you make a guess as to who?
Well, the same old, that's who.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
White evangelicals believe that Christians receive the most discrimination in the United States.
You gotta love that.
Among this group, 57% said that there's a lot of discrimination against Christians in the U.S.,
Well, you just can't talk, can you?
I never can.
But yeah, no, it's the same old crap. You know, poor little white Christians. They're, you know, the most persecuted in the history of the planet. I mean, truly.
Yeah. And of that group, only 44% said the same thing about Muslims. So not even the majority of white evangelicals believe that Muslims are being persecuted in this country.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Right now?
Which is totally different from the rest of the population. Religiously unaffiliated Americans came in at 77% believe Muslims are being persecuted.
Mm-hmm.
Non-white Protestants came in at 75%, Catholics 64%, and mainline Protestants 63%.
Oh, okay.
That's the percentage that believe Muslims are being persecuted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's just insane.
Are they always whining, or is it just me?
Yeah, they are.
I have a very nasally voice right now, which is bugging me, and I sound like I'm whining myself, but my sinuses are killing me. But that's all I ever hear anymore is, woe is them. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's really disgusting, actually. I mean, how they can ignore throughout history what has happened, but yet when they're starting to have a little bit of a harder time recruiting, I guess you could say.
No, when they're not allowed to discriminate against others. That's what it is.
No, you're right. No, that's very true because they can't get away with the shit that they want to get away with.
Right.
And that's why they're whining and saying that we're trying to destroy them all.
And this was all part of a larger discrimination study that they did, which said that white evangelicals are also the only ones with the majority in favor of allowing businesses to refuse service to LGBT people, coming in at 66% of them that oppose same-sex marriage, and 83% of them believe that sex outside the traditional marriage is immoral.
None of that surprises me.
I know that.
It just doesn't. I mean, it's pretty typical and close-minded, and I don't know what to say to it. It's just, it's really annoying.
Yeah,
that
I run into this a lot.
I think that's what it is. It's like a burnout.
Yeah, I run into this a ton. You know, they always come at me, Christians are the most persecuted people in the United States. I'm like, no.
That really burns me when they say that.
You have 95% of Congress.
Yeah.
You're 70% of the population. It's kind
of
hard.
The majority of the religion in this country.
Yeah, 70%. Yeah. It's kind of hard for the majority population to be persecuted.
And a lot of the laws and rules that are being made or have been made were based on their Christianity. I mean, my God, look at the 50s.
Well, yeah.
I mean, the 50s says a lot right there. But just, I don't understand how they think that they are being so incredibly prosecuted. You think we were torturing them
now. I mean, the motto is, in God we trust, right?
That's what I'm saying.
They've got the motto. They've got the pledge.
Which originally wasn't that.
They have prayer in every government council they can get a hold of, and no one
they
can say anything about it.
They get tax-free everything.
Yeah, tax-free status.
Which, you know...
Well, that's to all churches. It doesn't matter.
Well, and not only that, and no, that is true. That is true. But, and the same thing goes for, you know, religious exempt from having to follow the rules for anything, whether it's child care or what have you, schools.
Oh, I know.
I mean, so what is this whiny crap?
Yeah, it's called the fake Christian persecution complex.
Feel bad for us and give us some money.
That's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Trav Mamone, host of the By Any Means podcast. Join me every week as I interview bloggers, podcasters, writers, and activists about the intersections of atheism, humanism, racial justice, feminism, LGBTQ rights, and other social issues. You can subscribe to the podcast through iTunes, Spreaker, and Stitcher, and you can read my blog at freethoughtblogs.com/byanymeans. And remember, that's bi spelled B-I. Come take a listen to the musings of a queer humanist, because, hey, aren't we all a little bi-curious?
All right, speaking of persecuted minorities.
Okay.
An outspoken atheist who posted anti-religion opinion and rationalist views on Facebook was hacked to death in Tamil Nadu's, I can't even say that word, in India.
I was going to say, you're butchering.
Yeah, in India on Thursday night.
God, that's so unbelievable in this day and age that stuff like that is happening.
Yeah. H. Farooq, an iron scrap dealer, regularly criticized religion on social media, and his post against Islam had infuriated many recently.
Uh-huh.
Farooq also claimed that he wanted his children to be atheists, and that's when he was targeted by Muslim hardliners. So on the night of March 16th, Farooq received a call from an unknown number asking him to meet and negotiate a deal. When he reached the spot, he was cornered by a gang and hacked to death.
I was going to ask you if this was private or a big organization kind of thing.
Well, two people have surrendered to the police, one Asrith and Saddam Hussein. Yes. Not the Saddam Hussein.
That right? just happens to
are,
be his
are both
name.
Being held while they look for the other two members of the gang that killed Farooq. Now, to tie this back to the previous story,
mm-hmm.
we're talking a real persecuted minority here.
Absolutely.
It's not that they're saying you can't discriminate against people. They're saying, no, you can't live.
Right. And I just can't understand. I mean, I wasn't grown up in a holy roller family or anything, but I did go to church and did the Catholic Sunday school kind of deal and whatnot. But I'm sorry, I can't help but think every time I think of the word religion, I think of it as a bad word.
I know.
I really do.
Well, what,
and it's crap like this that gives it that name.
What bothers me here is they seemed reasonably okay with him being an atheist, right? They didn't like it. He'd gotten threats and all
that
stuff.
That is true.
But the second he said that he wants his children to be atheist, well, that was too much.
Or was that coincidental?
It might have been coincidental, but that seemed to be the trigger.
Yeah, but it could have been in the works and it just happened to fall at that time.
It's possible. All right, it's just frustrating that...
And it's not the first story that I've heard, actually, similar to that.
No, this
that,
has been going
happened.
On for the past few years.
Yeah, and... It's just, it's hard to believe in the 21st century that things like that are still happening.
Yeah, people are being murdered for their lack of religious belief.
Yeah, for a god they've never met, never seen, and never heard from, but right. they're okay to go kill someone for it.
Right.
I cannot comprehend that. I just can't.
Has Ngadwe Trust invaded your town? Are you tired of government officials who want to plaster Ngadwe Trust on taxpayer-owned property? Are you afraid because your local sheriff placed an Ngadwe Trust decal on the patrol cars? We are here to help. The original motto project is for those who feel the separation of church and state is an important issue and should be honored regardless of your belief or lack thereof. Theists, non-theists, and all free thinkers are welcome. We need your support to show politicians that diversity exists within our nation, and their promotion of a monotheistic religion and push for theocracy will not be tolerated. Stand up and be heard. Join us at originalmotto.us.
So I believe we are now on our way to Oklahoma.
We are.
Not physically.
No, physically, no. I'm trying to stay out of Oklahoma.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Sorry, Oklahoma.
Yeah. A Republican state senator facing child prostitution charges involving 17-year-old boy has surrendered to authorities in Cleveland County. Mm. Oh, I had his name.
You would have butchered it anyways.
No, it's really easy. Anyway, it's Senator Shorty is what the name I have.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Is that his real name or is that just a nickname you gave him?
No, that's his last name.
Oh, okay.
Shorty faces charges of engaging in child prostitution, transporting a minor for prostitution, and engaging in a prostitution within 1,000 feet of a church. Police and Moore, acting on a tip from the teen's father, found Shorty and the teen in a hotel room last week.
What the hell? What is their problem? And not even just this person, just any grown man with a minor. Male, female, grown man, grown woman with any female or male child.
Right. Now,
why?
The age of consent in Oklahoma is 16.
Oh, is it?
However, age of consent for prostitution starts at 18.
Okay, so,
So the difference between adult and minor prostitution is at 18.
Okay.
So the age of consent is 16 for non-paying sex.
Right. No, so, I got that.
Prostitution is split at 18 for adult prostitution and minor prostitution.
That's interesting. Okay.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Normally, this wouldn't make our particular news segment because, you know, Republicans do this kind of crap all the time. Mm. Except for Senator Shorty is a Christian family values type who has voted in favor of bills that would allow discrimination of LGBT community.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Now...
So he's a self-hating gay man.
Well, that's what I was going to say. He was with a male minor, I'm assuming you said?
Yes, 17-year-old boy, which is roughly an adult, right? So
close.
It's not exactly pedophilia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's right on that line, right?
Because they are still in the mindset of a child.
Right. But I don't think it's the power move when it's a 17-year-old.
No, I think it's just an easy access move.
Right.
It was just a convenience thing.
So he's self-hating gay man.
They always are.
Yeah.
They always are.
They always are.
Anyways,
another issue caught my eye with was one of the charges.
Mm-hmm.
And that is engaging in prostitution within 1,000 feet of a church. Why the distinction?
That's a good point.
And it's not just that it's a totally separate charge, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a totally separate crime. So prostitution in Oklahoma is a misdemeanor punishable by 30 days in jail and up to $2,500 fine.
Okay.
However, if it's within 1,000 feet of a church, it's a felony with up to 5 years in prison.
That's retarded.
Yeah.
Please tell me the fact that it was with a minor has more value than being near a church.
Yes. He could
hesitated?
Actually get more time. Yeah, I had to think about that for a minute. But yes.
Because who gives a shit where it is?
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that it's with a minor, period, end of subject.
Yeah. So the minor issues aren't minor issues.
That's not funny. Anyways.
Sorry, I had to do it.
It's annoying.
I know. So he could be charged with a felony just for...
Just because he was near a damn church.
Just because he was...
Who cares? A building's a building.
Well, Apparently, the state law in Oklahoma cares.
That is so freaking stupid.
I know. It's another religious privilege law.
Exactly, which we were just discussing before.
Weird.
You're thinking of names for the show, aren't you?
I'm always thinking of names for the show.
But yeah, I mean, it's just a building like any other building. I mean, what difference does that make? That's like the last thing that should be on this charge.
I know.
I can think of several.
It's prostitution itself was enough, right?
No. The minor was my limit.
So, I think prostitution should be legal, personally.
Yeah, I mean, you could tax that thing. They could get health care. It could be safer. I mean, who cares? They're having sex with people who agree to have sex with. What's the big deal?
You know, if you took a video camera,
like a business
it'd be legal.
Deal. Say what?
If you took a video camera, it's legal. You're making a film. You're making art. If you pay someone...
That's an interesting way to look at that.
I don't know if that's the same in every state. But if you're making pornography and you're paying the people to have sex...
That is true. That is true.
Right? Uh-huh. Then it's art.
That is true.
So just bring a camera and say you're going to put it online.
Okay. That's enough of that direction.
Whatever. Now, it gets a little worse.
But I do agree, though, with the... make prostitution legal. What's the big damn deal? As long as you have two consenting adults, let them have a business of it. Let it get health care. Let them pay taxes on it. It could help, you know, states. And I mean, not a big deal. And, you know, I lived in Hawaii back in, 91 or something like that. Okay, there's prostitutes all over the place, and they walk side by side by the cops. So, obviously, in some places, the cops really don't give a crap if they're prostitutes.
Now, he has turned himself in, and he is talking about resigning his Senate. He's talking about resigning.
Talk is cheap.
Yeah, he's already been told by the Senate that he can't return to his office. He's been essentially fired by the Senate.
Right, because he now has a frowny face on his record.
Right, but it's about to get a lot worse.
Oh.
The FBI has gotten involved, and we're seen carrying large boxes from his home.
Oh, no. That's never good.
It may stem from a container found in the hotel room labeled Colorado Retail Marijuana. And as many people probably know, transporting marijuana across state lines is a federal offense.
Yes. Yep.
Interesting.
And here's a quick side thought. What if he uses not only the marijuana for personal, whether it's use or sales, but it also helps lure in teenagers?
It could be some sort of marijuana sex ring.
Oh, God. Must we go there? But it's possible.
Well, no one knows what was in the four boxes.
No. Mm-mm.
But the fact that the FBI got involved.
Never a good sign.
Never a good sign.
No, not at all.
Especially when they searched his house.
But I don't understand why these adults keep making these choices with minors.
I don't know.
Regardless of how far it goes and how far it doesn't go, don't go there, period.
Yeah.
It's not rocket science, people. It's not hard.
Yeah.
You always get found out regardless anyways.
Yep.
So what the hell? Go whack off in your bathroom or something. I mean, Jesus.
I don't know.
Jesus.
Get an adult partner. How's that?
Or maybe go pay for a hooker. There you go.
Well, he did. He was underage.
Okay, a legal age hooker.
Yeah, better.
And make hookers legal.
There you go.
And problem then solved. It wouldn't be a problem.
Problem solved, except for your Christian family values.
You could
people.
Get the guys who need to get their rocks off, and they could do it legally and not hurt anyone in the process. So that would probably solve a lot of rage, too.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I don't know. I really think you should look into making prostitution legal. I think that could really solve a few things.
Probably.
I'm serious. I'm not kidding.
Well, that's not exactly something I'm working on right now.
Oh, I know that, but somebody needs to think about that. I really honestly think that would help quite a few things.
I'm sure it would.
Anyways.
You're not talking to somebody else around here, are you? You know, this is me. You remember me? George Bailey.
Yep. We got a Bailey Award this week.
Bailey. Sunshine.
Yep. 2 weeks ago, Kelly Heron successfully defended herself from a violent sexual assault in a public restroom in Golden Gardens Park in Seattle, yelling, "Not today, motherfucker."
I remember this story.
Right.
Yeah, he was waiting in a stall before she had come in there.
Right, she beat the hell out of him.
Then he jumped her, right. When she went to go wash her hands, he jumped her.
So, yeah, this guy's a repeat offender.
He was a level three.
Level three repeat offender, right?
Yes.
So,
And she had just taken a self-defense class not too long before that.
Right.
Which was part of what saved her life, she said.
So on these level three repeat offenders likely to offend, and I have the same issue that Matthew from In the Name of God podcast has. If they are likely to offend, why the hell are they still roaming around?
That's exactly my point. Thank you. Because and, level three, no.
And he actually disagrees with the list, because if you need a list to keep track of these people, why the hell are they out? If they're not going to offend, don't put them on the list.
Exactly.
I mean, it's
and that's the problem with level three. It's not just that they're most likely to offend. You could pretty much damn well believe they're going to offend again. And okay. From everything I hear about level threes, they always do.
Yeah, they seem to.
Yeah.
Which is why they're considered level threes. So just lock them up.
Yeah.
And be done with it.
It makes no sense to release them out into the public, you know, for the public safety, because they have a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, that's obviously not getting fixed.
But that's not why she's getting a baby award.
No, that is not. Just because she kicked his ass.
Yeah,
because
that's really cool.
Yes, that is.
But not the reason. A Washington group called Just Want Privacy, which is my greatest nemesis.
Yes.
Which is trying again to force a referendum removing the state's transgender inclusive laws, wanted to use the attack on Kelly by a registered cisgendered sex offender in Golden Gardens to promote their anti-trans ballot measure in a fundraising email and on Facebook.
So they wanted to steal her story to help promote no transgender in bathrooms.
They were saying this is why men, in quotations, don't belong in bathrooms.
I really hate hearing that, because that's such bullshit.
I agree.
That is not the case. And as in this story, it was not the case.
This is not a transgender.
It was a regular heterosexual man who broke into the bathroom, hid out, and waited to jump a woman when she was by herself.
Right.
Wasn't dressed up in anything. No clown costumes were involved.
Right.
I mean, I'm so sick of them using that for their transgender excuse.
So, but Kelly was having none of that.
No, she was not.
And this is her quotes. I am more upset now than I have been all week after seeing that a political group is using my face and name and my story to fundraise for I-1552, a ballot initiative that deliberately targets and harms transgender people, including friends whom I respect. To the people behind I-1552, I say, not today, motherfuckers. I refuse to allow anyone to use me and my horrific sexual assault to cause harm and discrimination to others.
Good for her.
Yes, that is why.
It's about time somebody stands up to somebody.
Sure.
I mean, especially when they pull crap like that, where they steal stories, and they do it all the time. They steal a story and angle it for their use, you know?
Right. It's already illegal to enter a restroom or locker room with the intent to harm someone. That's it.
Duh.
So you don't need an additional law to keep transgender people out.
Yeah, that's just, it's stupid. I mean, it's a no-brainer. You can't break into a bathroom, whether you are the same sex or not,
It's still
harm
against the law.
Anyone else.
It's still against the law.
It's, you know, you don't even have to think about it.
So Just Want Privacy did issue an apology.
Oh, did they?
Or I should say non-apology.
Okay.
Because as they posted this on Facebook. We have recently learned through several media outlets that the woman objected to our reference to her story in our communications. Since many of the volunteers that comprise the campaign are themselves survivors of sexual assault, last thing we want to do is make anyone feel exploited. If our actions have inadvertently failed in this effort, we are sincerely sorry.
Well, they made the effort to apologize.
They did.
That's a step.
They should have never done it in the first place.
No, they should not have done it in the first place. You don't take someone's tragedy and make it your own campaign logo.
Right. They didn't ask her?
Well, that's what I'm saying, especially without permission.
And it's not like she wasn't well known. I mean, she's a local here.
Uh-huh.
They could have very well looked her up and contacted her, say, hey, can we use her story?
Anybody's story you can look up and find out to ask them for permission.
Right.
Nowadays, everything is everywhere.
That is actually the decent thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But their Facebook page is full of stories like this, which I doubt they got any permission to use.
Yeah. And from anyone. And, you know, even if it came from anyone who was, you know, attacked themselves, I mean, I don't think they would appreciate being treated the same way that they, you know, did her.
No.
As far as stealing her story and making it their own without her consent.
Right. Now, Kelly is asking supporters of Washington to help her fight back And
he lost it.
Kelly is asking supporters across Washington to help her fight back by making a donation to Washington Won't Discriminate. Every dollar will help defeat the campaign that grossly took advantage of sexual assault survivor to further their discriminatory agenda.
Mm.
And that's why she's getting the Bailey Award.
Right. Because she did a few things there.
She took her story and gave it to someone who needs to use it.
Right.
Right. I love this. I actually absolutely love this concept.
Yeah.
They tried to use kinda her like story.
Pay it forward kind of thing. Right.
They tried to use her story and she turned it around on them to go to the people that are opposing them.
Right. And help them much more than they would have right. before. And with the publicity of the story, I'm sure that it just snowballs with that.
Yeah.
Because that tends to happen quite a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, you say...
Yeah, this one got pretty good promotion here.
Yeah, I figured as much. But it's nice to see her, you know, not only say no, but to take it a step farther and go even farther to help another organization that opposes them.
Right.
I don't know. It's just nice. You don't get to hear too many Bailey stories.
No.
They're definitely harder to find than...
They are.
Than the, I was going to say the Trump awards, but it's the...
I don't have a Trump award yet.
The Potter award.
But that new I podcast gonna we're going to do... I was going
to say the Trump awards. What?
That new podcast might have a Trump award.
Oh, no, you don't. New.
Anyway, you can go to WashingtonWon'tDiscriminate.org to make your donation to fight this, and we'll have that link in our show notes.
Yes, you will.
And we'll also have the link to Polymath
in yes, there. Yes, you will.
And,
And you will do that all.
I always do.
Yes, you do. I just come here to talk.
I know.
I'm just the yakker.
I know.
But I think I am done for this week.
Yeah, that's all the yakking I got.
That's all I've got.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
My input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for $1.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye!